Welcome to the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport and Chadron.
We all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
My interest in volunteerism and community service also has made me interested in working for the Make-A-Wish Foundation potentially in the future. That's an organization that I have just loved my whole life and I've been involved with in the past.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with CSE coaches, athletes, and sports newsmakers each week. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal.
Final guest of the night is going to be a very fun and an interesting one. I'm going to learn a ton from you, Drew. I can't wait to talk to you. This is Drew Kurtenbach. He's a CSC student and the vice president of the Eagle Esports Club. Drew, good to have you on. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. I'm super excited to kind of spread more around the community about esports and kind of teach some new people about what it is.
I think a lot of people have heard the term esports. I play a little PlayStation, you know, but nothing to the level that you guys do, and I find it fascinating to hear about what you guys are involved in. For those that aren't familiar with exactly what esports is, what is it?
I would say the easiest way to explain it is it's the community surrounded around competitive gaming. Just like you have different sports like basketball or volleyball, it's the same thing just with games. So, you know, you've got your Call of Duty titles, you got your Rocket League titles, you've got your League of Legends, all those. So each of those are, in a way, their own individual sport. And you have what we consider, we call them gamers, but pretty much what would be the equivalent of an athlete in a real sport is what we have. So we have the same thing where we have practices, we have leagues we compete in against other colleges around the nation, and we also have a casual side where we have a club of just people that enjoy gaming and being around people, kind of like you, that just like to get on the PlayStation, hang out with some friends. So that's kind of what our club does.
I know South Dakota Mines has an esports team. What other schools in the RMAC do, or who do you guys compete against?
Yeah, so we compete against colleges around the nation. It's not really restricted because of the nature of competition, because you do it online. You don't have to be traveling anywhere. So we compete. We've competed against a couple of Canadian teams at points. New England College University was one of the ones. Wayne State University. Locally, a lot of the, I know Western Nebraska Community College is getting an esports program here pretty quick. Wayne State College has an amazing one. I don't know if you've seen the room.
I have not seen the room.
They got a $100,000 room down there. It is. I've toured it once, man, they have got it decked out.
Well, what's in a $100,000 esports room?
The biggest cost is definitely going to be your equipment. So you've got PCs that are the quickest refresh speeds. They no lag. You touch, it's like connected to you, essentially. It's an extension of your body.
Wow.
So you have monitors, you have PCs, you have the chairs, all the lights, everything. Soundproof. I mean, it's decked out. So
when you're doing a competition or a game, if you will, in a basketball game, football game, are they competitions between the two schools then?
Yeah, so we just call it a match or a game. Just like any other sport, just a match or a game.
So when you're on a match, is it on a video screen where you can see Wayne State in their room, they can see you in your room, or are you guys in your own respective rooms matched up against each other and focused on the games and the screens right there in front of you?
So you just see your own game when you're playing. So when you're actually playing, you'll just see your own game, and then we're in a voice chat so we can hear each other. So we don't actually see each other. We just hear each other, and we're playing the game together. So you just see your character or whatever game you're playing, that's what you see on your screen. Currently, we don't actually have, like, face cams. Some teams do. You'll have, like, a face cam, and they'll have it on a stream.
Yeah.
But, no, we don't see the other team at all, no.
Okay. All right. And so the popularity of esports is just skyrocketing. Obviously, Chadron State's getting involved. Talked about another local RMAC school in South Dakota Mines. What have you been hearing and reading about the popularity of esports and how much it's exploded?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things to think about is the viewership numbers. And there's been, the last couple of years, in one title specifically, professionally, League of Legends is getting more viewership than some major sports titles currently.
Wow.
So it's kind of crazy to see it. And there's also a lot of growing sectors. We've seen a shift over from PC gaming to now mobile gaming. So the games on your phone actually is gaining more revenue per year, which was interesting to see. That just happened last year. I was looking at that before I came over. And there's just a lot of shifts in it and a lot of growing popularity. So we're talking millions of downloads on new games coming out, billions of dollars spent. So just huge growing. Colleges are getting them every year.
Yeah.
Every couple of months you see at least, you know, 20, 30 new colleges announcing that they're getting esports.
Drew Kurtenbach with us. He's the vice president of the Shadron State Esports Club, and is basically the head. You head the competitive team, so you're kind of like the
Correct.
Team captain. Are you like a coach too?
Yeah, so I'm more of like, I would be more of like coach slash manager. So
okay.
I take care of making sure who's on the teams, what leagues we're going to participate in, and then actually next week, the 16th through the 20th, we're hosting tryouts, so I'll be in charge of running that,
nice.
Seeing who we want to be on what teams, and then after that, I'll be in charge of making sure teams are practicing, all that stuff. It's kind of like a general manager in a way would be kind of the best way to describe it.
How many students are currently on the esports team or with the esports club at this point?
So in terms of total membership, we're around, I think, 30 to 35 for just casual members. And then competitively, we have around 15 to 20. Last semester, we had three total teams competing in leagues. So that was the total for last semester. A couple of them were one game off of making playoffs. Just short. We're playing in the open division currently because it's our first semester competing. But, yeah, I would say around 15 to 20. We're expecting probably that to increase to about 20 to 25 competitive players.
Wow, that's great. What's the game that CSE is the best at? What's your team best at right now or most competitive at, you think?
I would say in terms of what I've seen in terms of putting in practice and getting better as a team, I think our Overwatch team is doing pretty solid. They've come a long way. They put a lot of work in last semester. We have a pretty good Call of Duty team. I'm looking forward to that in the future, and we'll kind of see how it goes. It's kind of just a building process, seeing everyone getting used to kind of playing people that have been playing a little bit longer and getting up to that level.
So there's Xbox and PlayStation, the debate, who likes what, which one better? Are you an Xbox guy or a PlayStation guy?
I'm an Xbox guy. I grew up on PlayStation, so PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, PlayStation Portable, I had them all.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, I decided to go to Xbox. I don't know why. I ended up going with it. I got the Series S currently.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just kind of a lot of our players are Xbox, but we do have a couple of PlayStation, and then we also have PC players too. So.
That's what I was going to say next. It's PC. So when you're competing against other schools and in official competitions, are you guys on the Xbox or are you on the console?
Yep.
On the PC or the console?
So right now, where we are, we don't have all PCs. So we all have personal devices. That's what we're playing on. We don't currently have college devices.
Okay.
So right now it's whatever we have. So a couple of guys have PCs. Most of us play on Xbox. We do have one or two PlayStation, but it's mainly Xbox, couple of PC, couple of PlayStation currently. Most other colleges, once you get a full esports program, like it's part of the athletics department,
yeah,
you actually get like 6-7 PCs that's what every team plays on.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Impressive stuff. Drew is with us here tonight. Drew Kurtenbach, vice president of the CSC Esports Club, and he leads the competitive team as well. And what do you have as a vision for the future of this club and for the team under the CSC kind of umbrella?
Yeah, I definitely see it becoming part of athletics in the future, just like it has become in other colleges. I definitely see it becoming a part that brings students here. We've already seen it. We've had potential students literally just coming through on tours and like, oh, you guys have esports? I'd love to join.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'd love to see is actually bringing players in and having it be a part of the athletic program in the future. I know a couple, I think the NAIA has had a couple of esports partnerships already. So definitely looking at kind of how that will transition. And it'll be interesting for sure, kind of once it eventually becomes like a full part of that kind of competitive sports. But that's kind of what I see in the future. I'm hoping within a year or two we kind of have a actual set location for it and all that, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, very cool to kind of envision the future of how big this thing could be and that CSE's a part of it. And Drew, you've also taken on a new role as the PA announcer at the Chicoine Center for basketball, so you're the new voice people here at the games. Have you enjoyed doing that thus far? How long have you wanted to kind of do those type of things too?
Yeah, I actually had no clue I wanted to do it. I was sitting there in my dorm room, and actually your wife, Dr. French Collins, emailed me and said, hey, I've got an opportunity. Can you come in and meet with me? And I was like, all right, don't know what this is. But she was like, hey, they're looking for a PA. You want to try it? And I said, why not? I've always liked kind of public speaking, and And so I did it, and I shadowed and liked it, and I've enjoyed it quite a bit. It's a lot of fun. The games have been a lot of fun, even though it hasn't been the perfect season so far. It's been a lot of fun just being there and kind of getting into the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's been fun hearing your voice over the top, booming across. Keep doing a good job. Keep up the good work. Well, what's your major at CSC, and what do you want to do for a career when you get done with school?
Yeah, so I'm a marketing major with a public relations minor right now. I'm hoping once I get out to actually work in esports. I really do enjoy it a lot. It's something I've been doing since I was in high school. So I'm hoping to do something like that, run it for a college or something like that.
Well, good luck with that. You're getting a lot of great experience, it looks like, here at Shadron State with that. Drew Kurtenbach, Vice President of the CSC Eagle Esports Club. Thanks for coming on the show. This has been fun to learn about this and have you tell our listeners and all the fans about what esports is all about here at Shadron State. Good luck to you and the team as you guys build your program.
Thank you again for having me.
All right, you bet. That's Drew.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's Shadron State Sports Journal. Listen or download archive show episodes anytime you want on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com. Join us again Wednesday night for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance Bridgeport and Shadron.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.